Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Thursday, May 2, 2024. For today's editorial, China's desperation. On Tuesday, China Coast Guard and China Maritime Militia ships again attacked unarmed Philippine vessels, in this case two small ships belonging to the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, BFAR, that were attempting to deliver food, water and other supplies to fishermen at Bajo de Masinloc, Scarborough Shoal. In addition to this action, yet another in a tiresome series of displays of blatant disregard for Philippine sovereignty and human life and safety, the Chinese reportedly reinstalled a floating barricade across the mouth of the shoal to prevent access to it. As several international news outlets noted, Bajo de Masinloc lies 80 nautical miles inside the Philippines' 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone, EEZ, and more than 280 nautical miles outside China's EEZ, measured from the closest point of Chinese territory on Hainan Island. While China's willingness to use violence to prevent Philippine vessels from carrying out legitimate activities within our own EEZ is, of course, deeply worrisome, it is an ironically encouraging sign that indicates President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr.'s firm and consistent policy of exercising the Philippines' legal and internationally recognized rights in the part of the West Philippine Sea that falls under the Philippines' jurisdiction is working. Simply put, China's increasing aggression on several fronts is a show of desperation, not of strength, and is not the actions of a regime that believes its territorial claims are valid and acknowledged. Besides China's by now predictable rude behavior in the West Philippine Sea, it has attempted to increase pressure on the Philippines in a variety of other ways. A recent sharp increase in cyber attacks directed at the Philippines has been traced to China, though naturally, Beijing continues to deny having a hand in that. China has also sought to drive a wedge between the Philippines and other Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, members. Following a meeting between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Malaysian Foreign Minister Mohamed Hassan in Beijing last week, the latter released a statement saying that his country opposes meddling by external forces in disputed waters of the South China Sea, in evident reference to recent joint exercises between the Philippines, the US and other allies. Within this country, China has also sought to ramp up its disinformation and propaganda campaign, as seen by a noticeable increase in pro-China commentary by numerous opinion makers and so-called think tanks. Beijing's representatives in Manila have also fomented controversy by repeatedly issuing gaslighting statements claiming the existence of a gentleman's agreement between former President Duterte and the Chinese government, an agreement that all but ceded the Philippines' claim and control of the disputed sea areas. President Marcos has reiterated on several occasions that even if such an agreement existed, which is uncertain, he had already formally repudiated it shortly after taking office in 2022. The recent discovery and subsequent removal of several dozen Chinese nationals who had been accepted as volunteers in the Philippine Coast Guard Auxiliary over the past several years was highly alarming and almost certainly an organized part of China's overall plan to pressure the Philippines. Very little has been said about this revelation by PCG or other concerned officials here, likely for security reasons as investigations are being carried out, but it seems highly unlikely that this was anything but the infiltration that it appears to have been. Finally, the controversy over the presence of hundreds of Chinese citizens who are supposedly in the Philippines as students also seems to be a part of China's aggressive plan. To be clear, there is not at this point any definitive evidence, at least not any that has been publicly disclosed, that these students are here for any direct nefarious purpose. Their presence, however, has certainly triggered alarm, and it may be that it is intended to try to bait the Philippines into a reaction that would justify an aggressive response on China's part. The government should take care that, or any Filipino citizens, are not goaded into doing something rash by China's bullying tactics. The effort to build multilateral relationships and proactively counter China's disinformation with facts and transparency is clearly working, and the government should resolutely continue what it has started.
our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.